Thank you.
Christine is going to come and share a little bit with the kids before Sunday school happens today, so a treat from Christine. Thank you.
Thank you. Wonderful. Sometimes adults find this more interesting than the kids. So we, of course, have been living in Burkina Faso, which is in West Africa, and I've got a few photos for the kids. Can you guys see that really clearly? Of some funny things that we've seen, and I want you to tell me if you've seen anything like this in New Zealand, okay? So we'll go on to the first photo. What do we think that is? Anyone know what that is?
A caravan.
We get some pretty good captions. This is a person moving a house, and they're moving it on the donkey cart. Because when they want to plant their fields, they have to move their house all the way out of town to go to a new place to live for a few months. Have you seen anything like this in New Zealand? No? You haven't? Not out here anywhere? No? Cool, we'll go on to the next one. What are those? Chickens. And they're alive. And they're on their way to market. That's a lot of chickens. I don't know how many chickens there would be there, but there are a lot of chickens. I don't know if we've seen anything like this down the farm track lately around here.
How noisy is it, Christine?
How sorry?
Are they noisy?
No, it's pretty hot. They're pretty out of it, to be fair. And of course, down there where the fumes are especially. This is in kind of 45 degree heat. And it'll be like for a few hour trip. It's not just like just dashing down the road. Yeah. Cool. We'll have a look at the next one. I think you might have seen something like the next one. What about this? You've definitely seen this, haven't you? No? So the buses over there are really cool. This is really clever because if you can't afford to pay the normal ticket price to go in the bus, you can pay for a cheap price to go on top. So that's really nice, isn't it? I don't know if we've seen anything like that around here. We'll go to the next one. Okay, now let me ask you guys, if you're going to go for a long trip in the car and you stop at a petrol station to buy a snack, what kind of snack would you buy? To eat in the car?
Chips.
Chips, yeah. Chips are normally a good snack. We stopped at a petrol station and these are dried grasshoppers. Would you like some dried grasshoppers to eat in the car? No, so this is James with some dried grasshoppers. They didn't actually taste all that bad. Cool, we'll go on to the next one. Now, what kind of animals are those? They're also alive. They're on their way to a restaurant. There are goats. And we think we counted six when we were across from this guy. He was kind of on the cross intersection to us. And we think we counted that he had six. And that's pretty talented. Because I've seen farmers with maybe like one or two ewes. But I don't know about six. Cool. Next one. Ah, yes. I went to stay with a friend of mine and she wanted to be really nice and cook me an extra special breakfast. So I wonder in New Zealand what you'd cook someone. I'd probably cook pancakes in New Zealand. But she cooked me this. It's not the stuff in the pot. The stuff in the pot is not for the extra special person. That's for the kids. For an extra special visitor, it's a thing just underneath the pot there. She's cooking it in the coals on the fire. Can you see what it might be? It's a goat head. And that's what you do for someone extra, extra special for breakfast. How does that sound for breakfast? Cool. Right, and this was a person we followed. This is a green taxi. So we have green taxis in the city over there. And we followed this person. They're obviously moving house and they wanted to move their pet with them. Can you see their pet?
Yes.
Sticking out the back, the ram's head. And before we go on to the next one, I wonder if you could think of what else we might have seen in a car in the city. It's an animal. It's also alive. It's a bit bigger. And Pete's going to be sharing a bit about this animal today when he does his sermon. Do you want to take a guess?
A cow?
A cow? Well, go on to the next one and have a look. What is it? It's a camel. Look at that. How would you get the camel in the car? That would be a lot of pushing and shoving. And I just have no idea how they would have got that in there. But the camel looks quite happy. And moreover, I don't know how you would get it out of there. And you'll hear when Pete's preaching, he's going to talk a bit about camels today and a bit about how dangerous and grumpy they are. I wouldn't want to be involved in getting it in or getting it out.
There's a body in there.
Yeah, there's a body in there. We actually, one day on our way to church in the city, we were driving behind a minivan. Unfortunately, we did not have our camera. And we were both like, what is that? And there was a horse sitting in the back of this minivan. And we're like, oh, we don't have the camera with us. But it's just really cool for you kids to think about, and for us all to think about, that no matter how different we are, because this is all normal for them, they don't think this is weird, this is normal for them, but we think it's strange. And sometimes they look at photos that we've taken in New Zealand and they go, that's so weird, and they laugh, just like you guys have laughed, and they think, oh, those people are so strange. But how cool is it that God loves us all the same, and he made us all, and we're all his kids. And he loves us all the same. So he loves us just as much as he loves them. And that's really cool to think about and really cool to remember that no matter how different we are, he loves us all the same. And kids, when you come back from Sunday school after church, you might want to, just to see if your parents have been listening, you might want to ask your parents how much a camel can drink, because that's part of Pete's talk today as well. So maybe after church you can ask your parents how many litres a camel might drink, because that's going to be one of the things they're learning today.
And I thought that driving on our roads with our international visitors was exciting. No. No, that's boring compared to that. Okay, kids, you're on your way to Sunday school, but before you go, I'd love to pray for you. God, thank you for our children. Thank you that they're special to you. And Lord, as they go to learn, and as Jim teaches them today, Lord, may both of them, the children and Jim, have a special encounter with you, Lord, that it will not just be learning about Jesus, but learning of him, learning of his ways, and Lord, that you'd bless them as they go. And in Jesus' name we pray this.